Caroline, Willie, D-Mays. Hey, tomorrow it is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Predators player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow night at 8:45 a.m. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. We've got a big Belmont basketball game tonight. Little Nashville showdown between Belmont Bruins and Lipscomb. Joining us now to preview all the action is Belmont Head Men's basketball coach Casey Alexander. Casey, appreciate you for joining us and appreciate you for having me out at the game on Saturday. Big one, little in-city rivalry with Lipscomb. What does this mean to your team?
Well, it's a big game. Obviously, it means a lot to a lot of people. And, you know, two good teams that are playing pretty well right now, so it should be a lot of fun.
And I know you want the curb to be popping tonight. For some of our listeners who maybe haven't been following the beginning of the season, of the Belmont season so far, what's kind of what people need to know and what to look for in this game tonight?
Well, we've won four in a row, which is a good thing. I think our guys are playing really, really hard. We've been a lot better defensive team here lately than we were early in the year. But both teams tonight are offensive-minded. Love to play with tempo. Got a lot of really skilled players that share the ball, fun offenses to watch. So regardless of what side you're for, it should be a fun game to watch.
All right. So, Casey, you got my memory triggered when you say both teams love to play offense. What was the highest scoring Battle of the Boulevard you ever played in? Because back in the day, you guys would each hit 100 routinely, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'd say from about the 88 mark till the 95, maybe, I would say there were more scores in the hundreds than not, would be my guess. Pretty high quality offense. A lot of possessions.
It was unbelievable to watch back then. It was something. But, you know, so from those days, it's interesting, Casey, with the 30-second shot clock, it's a different way that teams go about it. Some people, I think philosophically, sometimes it's harder to get good offense, even though the shot clock is lower. So on the surface, you're like, well, it's going to be a faster game because the shot clock's lower. But what are your thoughts on how it's evolved since those days?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the biggest reason for that is just like you see in the NBA. I mean, their shot clock is the lowest, obviously, at 24. And so what that forces coaches to do or think they need to do is just get into an action quickly so they can assure themselves of getting something of high quality. You know, back when you and I both played, Willie, it was, their offenses were more motion-oriented, a lot more free-flowing. The game's going back to that a little bit, I think, but that's the biggest difference. There's less set plays then and a lot more Bobby Knight influence, go play motion, learn how to play basketball.
Now, Coach, you know more just about as well as anybody this rivalry and what it means. Has this rivalry changed over the years?
Yeah, circumstances have changed it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think it's obviously going to mean more when we're playing in the same conference, mm-hmm, and every game is for standings and championships and tournaments and things like that. So, I mean, if we stick this game in November and December, which is where we're forced to play now, you know, it just doesn't mean as much. People aren't thinking as much about basketball at this time of the year. They're not, you know, it's not really on their radar. So, yeah, it's changed. I don't think it's changed for the people who follow it closely and love our teams. It's still really, really important for everybody that'll be here.
Casey, it looks like a local kid who transferred over from Vanderbilt, Malik Dia, has done a nice job for you guys. How does he fit in with your group?
Yeah, it's been a process. I'll be honest about that. You know, he's such a dynamic offensive player, has a lot of skill, puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And so, you know, I've been trying to learn how to best use him, and he's been trying to learn how to play within a system. And, you know, the closer we get to, you know, to meeting in the middle, the better our teams will be. But his numbers are great. You know, he's instant impact for us on that end of the floor. And honestly, just a better talent, overall talent, and kind of athleticism big, you know, than we've had in the past.
What do you feel like you need as you look at the league you play in now and you're looking at the way you've gone about it? Have your needs changed, or do you feel like the way you've built teams for a long, long time will still be effective?
Yeah, we're not going to change. So I do think it can be effective. You know, the portal changes that a little bit because, you know, our strength has always been having guys in our program for 4 and 5 years and staying old and having guys that love Belmont, know what it's all about, and kind of pass that on from signing class to signing class. So, you know, that part changes it. the league itself is a lot more defensive oriented. You know, physicality is important, kind of Big Ten basketball style. And so, you know, we'll definitely need to continue to grow physically, really at all positions across the board. But I like our style in the league. I mean, I think we can win in this league by being a little bit different. But it's tough. The Valley is ninth overall right now. And that's KenPom. That's not the crazy net rankings that are out right now. I mean, our league is really, really good.
Don't get me started on the net.
Give me at least till March.
A little jaded from the events of March. Casey Alexander, Belmont men's head basketball coach. Casey, appreciate you for joining us, and good luck tonight against Lipscomb.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Casey. Have a good one. All right, Casey Alexander. Battle of the Boulevard tonight at the Curb Event Center. Belmont taking on Lipscomb. That is going to do it for us today.
You'll be there tonight, right?
I will not be there tonight. You're not there tonight. I will be facilitating a debate between Jared Stillman and Joe Rexroad. Yeah.
Okay. You may want to be at the.
I think you'll have more fun at the Boulevard.
You'd have
more fun on the Boulevard.
I would have more fun. Maybe not as many fireworks. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
More fireworks in which matchup? That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Stillman and Company's up next.
Be love and love on your people. Peace.